This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week, the Democratic Party chose a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. 29-year-old Susanna Shkreli will replace actor Melissa Gilbert, who has unofficially withdrawn for health reasons. Shkreli has never held political office and is an assistant prosecutor in Macomb County. Joining us via Skype to talk about that is Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. So Mike Bishop won the 8th District with 54.6% of the vote in 2014. And while this year the race has gotten a lot more attention, national attention, because of the candidacy of the former Little House on the Prairie actress, I don't think Congressman Bishop was ever too worried. What do you make about this choice of Shkreli for the Democratic candidate in the 8th? Ken?
Well, it's a tough district for Democrats. You know, otherwise, you know, maybe there would have been more seasoned political people looking at it, which there haven't been. But it's just, I really think it's kind of an indication that others who might give Mike Bishop a tougher race, a tougher run, just have looked at it and said it's hard for a Democrat to win that. And why give up what they might be doing or the office they might be currently holding for something that is so iffy?
Susan, what do you think of this particular choice?
You know, I think that the prosecutor is somebody who probably could have a bright political future. This is a good way for her to get her name ID up and do the party a solid. But, you know, I think the writing is on the wall that Mike Bishop is very safe, you know, short of some unforeseen disaster. What this doesn't really reflect is that the Democrats have a deep bench in the district. It's actually one of their stronger districts in terms of good candidates. You have interim county prosecutor Gretchen Whitmer, county clerk Barb Byram, state representative Andy Shore, House Minority Leader Tim Grimmel, all of them live in the district. But for one reason or another, mostly because they're on the ballot for their own offices this year, there's just no way to persuade these candidates to take a chance on, you know, what's largely considered to be a sacrificial lamb candidacy.
Ken, with so many former legislators, now we have term-limited legislators, you would think there would be a lot of people out there among the Democrats wanting to at least take a shot at something that might be close.
I don't think it's close, Lester. I mean,
that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to beat incumbents, number one. Even in this age of sort of, you know, anti-establishment fervor out there, it's still hard to beat incumbents for Congress. And I think for Democrats, this district is still an uphill climb, even in a good year. The numbers just aren't favorable for them. And these, you know, seasoned politicians, former office holders, current office holders, they're pretty good at reading the tea leaves here. And I think what you're seeing is a reluctance for stronger candidates to do this very uphill climb and waste their time and energy and money.
Let's talk about the 7th and the 1st. The 7th, as you mentioned, is at the bottom of the state, the 1st congressional district at the top of the state. State Representative Gretchen Driscoll is challenging incumbent Republican Tim Walberg in the 7th. And the 1st, former state party chair Lon Johnson is running for an open seat there. Democrats have won those districts in the fairly recent past. What are the chances this year?
Well, this is as good of a shot as Democrats might have in a while, but as Ken stated, it is still an uphill battle. The 1st is open because Dan Benyshek, the current congressman, is stepping down, so that's probably the best prospect for Democrats, and Lon Johnson is a fantastic fundraiser.
Although never held elected office.
No, he has not. But there are two very strong Republicans running in the primary. It's a three-way primary, but the two top contenders are former state senator Jason Allen and current state senator Tom Casperson. So I think Republicans are still favored there. And Tim Walberg has been in office for a long time now. The district is more favorable to Republicans than it has been in the past. So that's still going to be a big challenge for Gretchen Driscoll, even though right now she's been doing, you know, pretty well on fundraising.
Ken, Walberg has been unseated by Mark Schauer at one point. Any chances he might lose that seat again?
Well, I think the Democrats have legitimate shots at these two congressional seats, the first and the seventh. But I agree with Susan. You got to look at them as uphill climbs. I don't think they're as steep, though, as the first one we talked about, you know, where Mike Bishop's the incumbent. I think they got Democrats have shots at these two districts. You know, a lot could be a function of how well Clinton does in November here in Michigan, if there are some coattails. But it's hard to beat an incumbent. Tim Walberg's a seasoned campaigner. He's been through the wars many times. The first is an open seat, a little different there. But, hey, Democrats have a shot here.
That's Ken Sikkema. He's Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. We also heard from Susan Demas. She is the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Good to talk to you guys.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.